This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now to the other big story of the day, Ebola. By now, both of the Dallas nurses who are sick with Ebola have been transferred to specialty hospitals with biocontainment units. There are four of these in the U.S. On some level, it makes sense. Doctors and hospitals alike specialize. For a heart problem, we see a cardiologist. If you have cancer, you go to an oncologist. So why should Ebola be any different? From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
There really aren't any Ebola experts out there, no super docs who've got special tricks. That means treating Ebola is pretty straightforward business.
Most of the treatment issues really are, in some ways, the generic treatment of very, very sick people with multiple organs that are failing. And most reasonable size hospitals can do that competently.
That's Dr. Bob Wachter of the University of California, San Francisco. Wachter says with Ebola, what matters more than medical brilliance is organizational acumen, where everyone from the hospital CEO to the top nurse to the waste hauler knows how to handle something this infectious.
And there, that's really, really hard, and I don't think every single hospital will be able to sort that out.
Clearly, the problem in Dallas drives that home. But what's happened in Dallas shouldn't come as a shock. Remember, estimates suggest nearly 100,000 people die from hospital-acquired infections every year. Mistakes in hospitals happen. They're expected. But with Ebola, the stakes may be too high, so cases should go to top hospitals. Or maybe not.
I don't really think at this point we need to transfer everybody to a specialized center.
Dr. Ricardo Martinez oversaw EMS efforts for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Martinez says every hospital needs to be better prepared.
There are other diseases coming, and so we should be able to provide some levels of protection that help not only care for the patient, but contain the spread.
Martinez says if Doctors Without Borders can protect many of its workers in field-like settings, U.S. hospitals should be able to do the same. If not for Ebola, then for the next infectious disease that blows in. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.